No, good morning.
I think it's interesting for our listener. Yes.
We will talk about the coffee first. Yes. First things first. But first thing is good morning to Rita.
Good morning, Elvira, B, Luigi.
Good and morning, to, Rita, welcome.
My two gentlemen, Luigi and B. It's a beautiful morning, like always. And today is even more beautiful because Luigi brought us some home-brewed Italian coffee, custom sweetened, which is just what I for sure need. And it's perfect, Luigi. Thanks.
Thank you. I hope this will put a good foil into our reflection.
I'm sure. We're sitting together to continue the journey of exploration that's been going on since 2 months now? 3 months? 3 months?
Time immemorial. You don't know.
This. And that has as its aspiration the topic of bridging polarities or dissolving polarities.
Better.
And the topic we would like to continue looking at here is the perceived and real polarity between town development and the preservation and nourishment and nurturing of environment and the forest and the green spaces and sustainable natural growth. These two perceived realities are since long a hot topic in Orville, also all over the world, but yeah, in our microcosmos here as well.
Right.
So, I don't know, maybe Rita, if you feel like starting, just sharing with us.
Okay.
What's your reality of that topic?
Yeah, sure. I came to Auroville in 1980, and since 1982 till today, I live in Centerfield. In 1982, I took charge of 10 acres of Auroville land, and I'm still in charge of it. This land is in the residential zone, but outside of the crown, and the necessity then was to plant trees for shade, for water conservation, biodiversity, to keep the land safe from encroachment, etc., etc. And the forest that I planted, it has grown, and I have grown with it. The forest and I, together, we learned survival, we learned patience, we learned symbiosis, and all these things. My sadhana of to be a true Aurovillian, I practiced there, and also human unity. I had to practice with the cow herds, the goat herds, the people from the village, and all of that. So there is a vastness of experience in terms of human unity and the environment that's happening in the green spaces in Auroville, which most probably the people in the office do not know. And my wish is that that should be acknowledged and that should be bridged. So as it happens, at the entrance of Centerfield, there are three kindergartens, and it is just a 10 minutes walk from the schools to the forest. So I do not see why these two things do not get combined, why some green classes are not getting conducted in spaces like this. So this is my wish, because I have now, for 32 years, I have offered the best of myself on this place. And of course, if it is not going to be respected, it's going to hurt. I'm not too attached, but I thought I'll try. And also, I understood that two green corridors would be passing on at least part of this forested land. And there is also, I know, there is a radial passing and high high density building, I'm okay with it. If the green corridors, if it could be realized, and at least some part of it could be preserved, that would be nice. This is basically what I want to say, how I would like to communicate with the planners, as to say, please take everything into consideration, all the effort, because all of us are working for Auroville in different ways, and to bridge the polarities, like it was said. So,
thank you.
Well, if I can just generalize for, I think most of Auroville really appreciates that situation, you know, the work that you and so many others have done to create an environment here, because I came in the early years when there was nothing here. It's for us, this achievement of growing what we call the forest, or making the land and the environment habitable, even, because the merciless South Indian sun for most of the year is baking and scorching the earth without a very adequate tree cover, and then you have the overgrazing, you have the pressure of the populations around to get firewood and the general situation of a lot of deprivation that creates a heavy environment. So the forest really shifts that reality. I mean, I always remember just cycling in those early years, the dust storms, and being practically blown off your bicycle and getting little rocks hitting you in the face as you're cycling along. Well, that's completely gone now. We don't have that anymore in Auroville. So it's such a fantastic thing that has happened. I mean, this is a symbol of the transformation. And then to have people come, usually later, and look at the town from a different perspective without respecting that is really a heavy reality that sometimes happens. But also, I know that the so-called town planners and the developers are also, many of them have this perspective that, all the early pioneers, because they were early pioneers also. Mm-hmm. And people like Luigi, who was a tree planter and developed.
Still is.
And brought some wonderful fruits from Brazil.
Nice that you remember.
That I will never forget, because
the
cheese fruit and also an orange.
Yes.
An orange that he claimed, and it was true, one orange would give you practically a full glass of orange juice. Mm. But I don't know where that orange trees are now. They're all disappeared. Anyway, just to say it, that, this is... And Auroville also got a lot of its prestige, let's say, from its forest work. And it was something I don't think that was... It was spontaneous. It was natural, the thing that happened. All of us became that because there was no choice. And it was the first thing we had to do, because you couldn't have a town without this forest. So now we're at the stage where we have these various growth patterns in Auroville of greenery, and how to take care of them, and how to preserve. Because some places it didn't work. Some places it worked, and sometimes it didn't always correspond with the plan of the town. I mean, the forests grew not always in the right place. And so now we have to, do we adjust the buildings to fit, or how does that happen? And so we're at that stage.
where if I'm the case study, I always knew that it was in the residential zone. But I believed in doing today what is right. And there's, apart from the markers, there's nothing. So for me, it is still the what needs to be done today. I continue to plant trees, but I won't be attached. What I am asking for is the respect, because mother was had a good contact with nature. And actually, as you speak it, I think all of us have this sensitivity to the flowers and to the nature. And then it becomes a question of priorities. Mm. And then we select a certain priority and we kind of let the other one beside. But for me, the opportunity, the challenge, and then of course the opportunity in Oroville is to integrate all aspects to be as full as possible. Each human being to recognize this sensitivity and then to recognize the same in the others too. And those who have planted naturally have more attachment. So I think they have to be treated more kindly. If there is a kind rumor, gossip, idea, fear that's going on, that the existing trees will be cut and the new ones will be planted according to the plan. And I think that does not go with me. It would be nice if when the planning happens to consider what is on the ground and see how best it can be included, developed. I think, yeah, win-win solution or really integrating.
No, I truly appreciate the attitude, the way you convey all this need of sensitive development and integration. It has been also our focus all along, isn't it? And
but sometimes it hasn't happened, that's the problem.
Yeah, absolutely, but both ways. Because there are people who still continue to plant, knowing that there will be development. And so as much as we should be sensitive in putting building according to the existing environment, to plant just because to occupy the space is also questionable. And I question that. But I would like to go to the positive aspect.
Just to say, I mean, just for the sake of the land, not to leave it vacant.
No.
You see, the plan in the early years, and I remember so well, you know, you couldn't do anything because something was going to come there. But then 40 years went by and nothing came there.
Yeah, but
see, we have an empty international zone because people couldn't plant, they couldn't do anything there. And it's been, really caused a problem.
I have another reading, B.
Okay.
That's luckily the same time. We don't agree. We don't agree. I have another looking at the things because I have seen along the years the international zone.
Yeah.
We have always proposed, and some people have done, to plant temporary trees. If you want, I give you the list of a dozen of temporary trees, starting with the classical work trees, going to casuarina, going to other trees like Cassia siamea and so on,
but they
eucalyptus.
I agree with that.
If you check the area where the laboratory, language laboratory is, there we purchased the land with Peter Clarence Smith, and eucalyptus went plant so that one day will be cut.
Yeah.
My point, because you interrupted, line.
Sorry, yeah. Keep going.
No, come in. My point is, coming back to that aspiration which has brought us here, harmony is that each thing is at the right place, and there is place for everything. There is place for the forest area, there is place for the building, there is place. And the city, we have gone through the master plan, is 55% green. You don't have a planned city around the world which has this proportion in the city, plus the green belt. So the proportion between build-up and green in the master plan is between 15-20%. People don't realize that this is not a minor master plan, and we have seen that we mean the talk. We want to walk the talk, no?
Right.
So the point is, I'll come to the thing. The perception is, It's not correct to say people in the office, they don't know the ground reality. I'm sorry, Rita. I know the ground reality not by special talent, because of her curiosity. The very first day I came to Auroville, I walk, and I went everywhere. And I know the ground reality,
but you have
many
to do
other things. I come to the point, Rita. Everybody, and I appreciate that you said, I knew that I was in the residential zone. Fine. All is a question of flexibility from both sides, and the solution is possible. It is true, and I want to invite all of you to see how we have dealt with the trees here. We chose exactly the same situation even before you. Here it was planted 35 years ago, in this area.
By this area, tell them what this area is.
This area,
Citadine,
Town Hall, the administrative and the habitat area, where development has come. But we went around with competent people and we start detecting what are temporary trees, what are valuable trees, and there is all, botanical knowledge where you can look at. And we took away the trees like eucalyptus, because they are dangerous. I love eucalyptus, by the way. Abolition of the ego is the name given by mother. Tough. We took away work trees. We took away a number of cashew. We took away acacia siamea trees, which are dominating. You know them. And when you go and see, you have a park. Come, we will walk. I don't say this perfect, but you have a park already done with open space, dense space. So the question is to have a sensitivity of harmonizing the development with the existing environment. And in Citadine, you will see some trees we have transplanted, and most of them at the center, I'll show you, you will see, and you have seen, they are there, they were there since 35 years. Same, it can be done on your place. The green corridor can adjust, certain valuable tree can be transplanted. The solution is possible if we want to avoid this constant, I don't say tension, but at least
stress.
Stress.
Thank you, Luigi, for accepting my point of view. But I have another opinion about the reality, the ground reality, and the perspective of it. Me living there, living in the residential zone, I know a lot more, because if you walked there in the beginning, I'm walking there every day. I'm sorry, the litter, the picnics, the plastic, the stealing, all of that is, and you know.
Yeah, you are on the frontier line.
And it is in the residential zone. And the thing is, each one of is so limited, and there's only so much one can do. I'm not able to protect even my little 10 acres. It's too much of a challenge on me. They come any time, and I cannot do everything. So I do only my best. But I think the same for everybody. So the plants are fine, 55% green, etc. But that's for when it will be realized. But we have already passed 42 years, and 42 years of nice as well as tumultuous history of Auroville. So after Thane, there in that region,
the cyclone Thane.
The only in my forest there are trees standing. The rest of the residential zone, where there were work trees, etc., there is nothing. Mm. And you know also that some bad things have happened. So this is where what he said, what we need to work on is the trust, actually, and not that people continue to plant on the where they are not supposed to plant. I would say what is needed today, and let us trust, and then we go forward. Because, as you said, we are all here for Auroville. Fundamentally, we are here because something called us, and we want the human unity, and we want the best. I mean, you see, I'm happy to be sitting here. It is some other people's effort. It's not my effort. But... Mm. Yeah, and something similar has to be given to the forest. And you were talking about that conversion here, no?
Yeah,
but it did break some people's hearts. Yes. We won't say no.
Yeah. And why they got their heart broken heart? Because I cut work trees?
No, I don't know.
No,
because of the attitude, I'm most happy. I told B and I told you, I'm very happy that this conversation is happening. But it happened before the conversation. Some people did get their hearts broken.
Did they come and see the trees? Because I invite people to come, what we have cut.
It would be difficult. Do you know what pain is? When you have a pain, then one goes to hide.
Sorry, because Luigi. You pain also the people. You don't know the pain I have received, my brother and sister Avrovilian, making petition against cutting 12 work trees.
I don't deny.
And this will go to very deep pains. In here we try to have a healing process, fundamentally.
Yeah.
But they are incredible. I keep it.
Yeah.
You see, there is a beautiful sentence for me in Sri or in Savitri, which says the unwept tears. One day will become pearls of joy. I stand by it.
Yes, I have
never reacted to people through the internet. You have never seen me in Auronet. I didn't go into this.
Yeah.
But the pain that my brother and sister have projected and provoked on me have been also somatized in my body. And they are deadly. Okay?
Yeah.
So,
I accept,
please. Two-star campaign about against the devil developers who cut the trees.
Now you're using words that they're not using.
No. This is what has come up. You the divisive force, which we have to speak, because the moment you start saying, or people start saying, people in the office, the planners, the developer, wild developers. No, let's go in a gentle way. To the deep pain, because if really we want to dissolve polarities, we have also to do a conversation which is not highlighting the pain, but is try to heal deep pains. How is possible that between people who love nature, who love the dream, who love this humanity who come with such a flame and such an aspiration, which are the three elements which unify us, Rita. How is possible that we allow the force of division to blind our hearts?
Exactly, Luigi. This is my question. How come all of us good people, lovers of nature, lovers of everything?
So
let's look at the human nature.
How come? So let's go into this.
How come it happens?
Yeah,
because
what
we
goes
are so,
wrong?
So deep, brother and sister, we come here, have given our life, and then something get in between us.
Yeah, what goes wrong? Yeah, exactly.
Maybe Elvira has a solution, has the answer. I don't have Elvira.
Now, what happened here is that we switched role. I'm the one who's asking the questions. Now you guys are asking the right questions. So the question that plunges us all into silence with a smile on our faces, why do we Aurovillians, who are probably one of the most amazing density of aspiring, privileged, talented, inspired, protected people on Earth, why do we clash so much, so hard, so entrenched, and for so long about these kind of questions about the question of how to build our city in the service of Mother and Sri Aurobindo? How come? That's the question. I obviously don't have an answer, but I would like to carry the answer forward, and maybe we can the question forward. Maybe we can find answers if we try and imagine what, because each of us carries this experience of pain on that level. We've all gone through it, and that's what unites us, like you just said, Luigi. That experience of pain unites people on the different poles. So if we imagine how this pain could be avoided, how we cannot next time around in a situation that demands decisions and going forward together, how we could avoid that pain. You say that respect, that's important for you, is that there is the feeling that you are respected, the work is respected. Mm-hmm. There, the word attitude came. The problem is not what happens, but how it happens. Mm-hmm. The attitude with what things are designed and carried out. If we concentrate on that a bit and maybe dig a bit deeper there, how can respect look like? What attitude hurts us? An attitude is something on the surface. So what is it what upsets us in these interactions, and where do we get hurt? Where do we hurt each other?
I would guess it's, again, what is our priorities? For me, human unity stands first and foremost. And in through that, I would approach my relationship to people. And I said with the goat herds and the cow herds, I didn't want to treat them as anything else. For me, it's clear I'm here for human unity, and then what is required of me. And I basically also to VIPs, I have the same. I never go giving them more importance than to somebody else. So I'm not too much there. Yeah. Yeah. So, but if for some other people, another thing, for example, unending education and whatever, although they go together, if that is their priority, I suppose we find reasons to clash. And if there is a task to build the city, and I suppose if we don't take the time that human unity and building the city can happen together, then I suppose there is the possibility to clash. I would say priorities. So
I just heard you say where my mind hooked into your sentence was, if we don't take the time to have human unity and building the city together. I think that's what you said.
Yeah.
I found that was interesting because it's processes.
Yes.
To bridge polarities, to dissolve polarities, takes time in conversation, in listening. That then makes the process slower, which is a concern because we've already been taking quite some time.
Yes. Because the process, I mean, process was the key word that both of you used. Because
ladies, they know.
it has to be processed, and the way it's processed is has to be a way in which these other qualities of respect and attitudes toward priorities, toward human unity, toward the values. So if the values are on the table where everybody feels part of the process, then I think it will go. But see, what has happened in Oroville is that people are isolated in their worlds, I feel, and they don't communicate. Mm-hmm. And then something needs to be done, let's say a building built.
Mostly because people are so busy. I have no time. I have to do this. There's no time for.
That's right. There is.
Yeah.
The time factor.
Yeah.
Take the time, you use that word, to do the process.
Yes.
But I think Luigi is going to say...
Thank you.
That he did the process, that he took the time and he went to everybody.
But I'm not blaming Luigi at all.
No. Really? Luigi's a symbol.
No.
He's only a symbol.
No. I love you.
This is my pain.
It's that I see at all my brothers and sisters, and I say, but why? Why is that so?
What we touch.
Yeah.
But you see, we are brother and sister in pain, and we are brother and sister in joy.
Yes, exactly.
Because there are incredible moments of joy, incredible moment of grace. Mm. But we are here exactly to see if we can reduce a little bit the pain.
Yes.
attached.
We are attached maybe to our own pain as a human, no?
True.
Our own
it's
cross.
True. It's
isn't
true.
It?
It's true. It's
and
true.
We invent all occasions. But looking at the... You have...
No, I'm just taking a deep breath.
Okay, I thought. Now, looking at not only at the individual level, but also at the collective level, and I would say also the universal level, because what that vibration we go through are pulsating as one with the pulsation of the Earth. We are not separated at all. The Earth also has pain and has joys. Mm. Terrible in this moment, very strong.
Because the change is happening.
Yeah, there is an incredible pressure on the Earth, an incredible pressure on us as Auroville, and I think even individually, we are 24/7 in our pressure cooker.
Yes.
So, the things is, instead of separating the ideal society and the values which we express through human unity, evolution of consciousness and other values, and the hard work of building a city, can we say that all is one? Mm. They go together. You cannot put the ideal society there and the physical building of the city there as if it was separated, because I understood that our training here, our learning experience is about karma yoga. It's about linking spirit and matter, isn't it? And it is in that moment that something happens, because Mother herself was very keen that Auroville will be built fast. She herself spent a lot of time into all the specific project. So it's not only creating an ideal situation of human unity, it's also creating human unity through the work, to my reading. And I hope we feel the same. To be, you know, we had experienced this beautiful moment without idealizing them. So my point is, what we learn through building of Matri Mandir is there. It's there. That is filled with all this aspiration and moment, and also difficulty with
all the pain.
All the pain are there.
Was there more pain or more?
Don't know.
I think the proportion was 55%
of joy. I hope.
Yes.
Because today, look at this. We forgot the pain. They are gone, and then we have that incredible.
They're somatized, as you said.
Some.
We still have to weep those pearls.
Yeah, it's true. But learning from this experience, what did we learn? We learned that it's possible to have moment of incredible communion.
Yes.
It's possible to have to go through an impossibility, because this was a financial, technical, everything impossibility we have there. So for me, the lesson I have learned that is maybe the city, where also complexities, difficulties are there.
Yeah, but you know.
But maybe we have to learn also the dose of joy that it represents, because there are moments of joy.
Of course.
Am happy to see some new development which is expressed in center of research or a service for Auroville. The new Portus, when this comes, for me, we are building the ideal society. We are building the human unity. We can, some tendencies goes more and more towards a liberalistic approach of our will, and others goes more towards the dream. When we build physically the dream, for me, it's an incredible joy. It's not only the processes. I value the processes. But for me, they have to be in proportion, and we express that in the selection committee, with the delivery. If one overpowers the other, you have only talking if you have only process. If you have only physical building and heavy development, you create division in the people, isn't it? So that delicate balance for me is what I hope will be our next step of approach to development.
The challenge is the ideal is like this, and it is vast, and the physical reality is here in the matter. And I think to do this, it's everybody agrees with the charter, the dream, the plan, and the green, etc. But yeah, the problem is how it gets manifested. So
absolutely.
I don't know, and it's. I know. I have learned that I need to make compromise in my life, because all my thoughts, basically I'm always wrong. This I'm discovering every day, but I still keep my aspiration, inspiration, and then the materializing is so difficult. Of course, I don't know. Now I'm asking you and asking all of you if you have similar human experience that compared to the ideal that's vast and beautiful and flying high, and the realization is maybe 1% or 2% or 3%. Or I would say for me it's only 1%, and that's why it's frustrating also. So I say, okay, would like to hear it, for, know it from
the,
you.
This percentage aspect, maybe B is more strong in mathematics than me. I have no idea about this percentage.
Well, the 55% I like.
You will make your T-shirt.
Yeah,
I am 55%.
Yeah. Well, and also I like
of the zero waste.
Zero waste.
How much? 100% waste? 90%?
That's 100% recycling. See, zero waste means 100% recycling. Yeah. But you know, the symbol I like is, of course, the symbol of the forest, because you take this little banyan seed, you know, which is almost microscopic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very small, and you get this huge tree.
Yeah.
And the satisfaction in that is there. I mean, those early years, we went all around India. I went around with Narad and stole seeds from every botanical garden in India to bring to Auroville.
We really did that.
Yeah. Narad was a master. I don't want to malign him, but he could go to any botanical garden and come out with bagfuls of seeds and a pat on the back from the director. So he did wonderful work, and we germinated all those seeds, and you know, we talk about the 2 million trees planted and all of that.
Right.
So they're here.
Yeah.
They're here. And you can walk around Auroville and you can see these trees. You can see them. So that's a realization, that's a manifestation. And
that's a simple one, because Earth somehow cooperates and collaborates, and the humans very difficult. Yeah. So you remember what I said, the trees have grown, but have we?
Question
I still have.
The trees have grown, have we? Yeah.
I want to throw one more notion into the, something else stuck with me about what you said before. You said, Rita, you know, the integration of everything, the harmony, and you said the point is in harmony that everything is at the right place. And for me, these are the challenges. Like, and I so for me, when I speak with my friends, it's always that I say it's the gap, and I call it almost a vacuum between our ideal that's so vast and so high and so refined and our reality. So this is very clear where we are at. It's overanalyzed and all our problems and clear and why and this and that. It's all clear. And where we want to go is also very clear and very, but these steps in between are the problem. So this is where we don't agree. Are we going to go this way around or this way around, or going to go through the middle? And so this journey is where we fight about. Mm. And this is also the definition of what is the right place. Who says? Who defines? What is a tree that should stay and a tree that should go? And so for me, these are the processes where we could look at, like, the steps, the how. Because this is where we spend ages talking and saying, no, this is the right place. No, this is the right place. And it's almost, you know, if I look at it, I'm almost ashamed that we're, because it's this, the collective truth, no? Or the truth of that Sri Aurobindo talks about also, that is not this or that place. It's another place.
Mm.
It's more than the sum of the various individual truths that we represent as little human beings. Yeah. And this is for me the challenge. How do we, and I would love to try that in town planning, that we sit together with the plan that's drawn on the piece of land that's planted, and we're really trying to get that next level, the one where actually this building is supposed to be built, like, on the ground. And for me, that would be respect, yeah. That would be really respecting both things, because both would start with the notion, I'm wrong. Like you just said, I'm wrong. I know that my mind, what I'm attached to. You just said, you know, you discovered that
discovered that many of my ideas didn't prove to be.
And if I would assume that as a start, that my place is not the right place. I love it. I'm very attached to it. If I would have my way, that would be it. But probably it's not right. And then one would enter an
beautiful
experimental space.
Beautiful. I really thank you because you put a reflection at a certain level. What is the right place? I would like the right inner place almost. Because it has to come from inside.
Mm.
It cannot come from a drawing table. It cannot come from a territorial feeling. It cannot come even what we call the, not attachment, but the love we have for the plantation we have done. We have all planted with so much enthusiasm. There should be something else inside. And but this is beautiful what you say, because ultimately it's a process of transformation, Elvira. It's a process of inner attitude, not outer attitude. Outside we will continue to fight like cat and dogs.
We shouldn't.
So the thing is,
because the inner should reflect the outer.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And if we are able to go up and down and right and left to from the ground to the planning and try to see the maximum which can be integrated and then respected, of course, known. And really with competence, not just like this, with competence, and then integrated as much as possible. But it's a win-win situation because the city needs the green and the green needs the city both, because it's an interaction today. It's a one body. So you have done?
Yeah, because
the
green,
did I provoke?
Does the green need the city?
It does. I tell you why.
The earth is doing fine.
I tell you, very good. Let's open this. Sorry, we move. Oh, I have not concluded.
No, that's exactly that. It's the same way.
You don't mind to wait 2 minutes and we open this chapter?
Okay.
Does the green need the city? Because this is a planetary question. And I would like to address it. And I would like to address in the light when Mother said the city, the earth needs. And I would like to address in the side of the overpopulation of the earth and the crucial evolutionary crossroad on which we are. But this is a big subject which I would like to go.
So in 2 minutes you can explain
it. It's easy. It's easy.
Yeah. Okay.
Then
we might confuse our listeners.
Yeah, sorry, listener. Here we it's a madhouse.
Okay.
We have interjection. Elvira, help us, but I haven't concluded.
No.
Keep going.
You
have 2 minutes.
On evolution or 2 minutes on conclusion?
I think the evolutionary question, maybe we'll keep that for next time.
Yeah, thank you.
I would like to say just one thing more. Referring back to what was said. See, every argument comes also from a standpoint. And I think, at least what has happened to me, to join Auroville, you have to give up everything. At least it was the case in my time.
Sure.
Then you work only for the joy. Then you hold on to that joy. That means what you do is important for you. Because you don't work for money, you cannot really sell. I mean, the wood, even if one sells it, you hardly get anything for it. But there is no material benefit. There is no hierarchical going up, whatever. But there is something that is binding us, and I think it is the joy. And when that is taken away, then people are lost. So I come back to what was already said, but by making it a little more precise, what seems important to us. And
Yeah, Rita, we are going exactly in that direction. My conclusion was going towards, and you said very well, what binding us is the joy.
To the work also, and to be
into the work. It's true.
Yeah.
And my continuation of this reflection was that what is the right place? You put the question so well of things. No. So first, I was conveying that in my perception, it's the right place is not defined by mental or emotional parameters. It's defined by inner parameters, whatever that means, individually or collectively. Second is, when I look at myself, at my experience, when did I felt at the right place, that I was doing the right things? Not always, only moment of grace, but those moments were when I did some work, because it's always linked to the work. I did some work and I felt a joy inside, not a vital excitement, no, a real deep, peaceful joy. I said, wow, thank you. And the gratitude was there to have been able to do that work, that project, that things. But this is my own experience. Somebody else may experience in a different way. But it goes to what you say, Dritan. Maybe the right place of ourselves, of our habitat, is when we are able to feel a joy, not only individual, but as a group, where we say, wow. And maybe it's not because it's perfect, but because it's just the best it can be done in that moment.
Yes.
Because you never have the absolute perfection.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, that's it's just fallacy.
In that moment you said, okay, there is no alternative. This is what we have to do to get the things moving forward. So maybe you explore, you have other area or other expression or other perception. But for me, the right place, it resonates or it indicates when I feel this inner joy, either individually or in a group.
I feel it right now. I feel this joyful, grateful
really?
Thing.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
No, we are in the right place?
Yeah, we are in the right place right now, talking these very crucial issues.
With the right coffee?
the right water.
She has water.
She has water. Water is the best.
That each one with his own right drink.
Yeah.
Because I'm not spoiled with these things, you see. I appreciate it.
Look, Rita, how beautiful. You have water. She had without sugar. He had little sugar.
And you?
And I have a little bit more sugar. Because she said she's sweet enough. I am not sweet enough. So I have to put double sugar.
Yeah.
But not too much.
Individuals,
so yeah. So we are four people with four different things.
Yes.
So thank you to come to this. Elvira, shall we come to conclusion into this beautiful note of feeling this joy which we want to also extend to our listener.
But so tell me again, tell everybody again that you will consider my forest.
I will. Do you want to go back to pain?
No. I want to have this assurance.
Look,
that you will come to visit my forest.
This we accept this invitation.
Yeah.
Will you come with all of us and we go in the place?
Yeah. And then
when?
Try to integrate it, see all these tropical, dry, evergreen forest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the love that is there, that emanates from the land, the trees, etc. And the green corridors you need to check. I have
for
it
sure.
in my mind. Yeah,
for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, I think the challenge is not about Luigi coming or B coming or me coming. It's because what comes again and again in these talks is the office, the working group,
word, yeah.
those guys in the town hall versus the guys, the people who are in the forest with the mumpty, with the trees. So it's that. So we can come, but I think I really, again and again, I would like to, because who's right now making the decisions is Lavenir, the group, the working group, Lavenir Dovoville, that we actually, maybe with these talks, because we're going to speak with them hopefully again.
Next week, hopefully.
Really managed to inspire everybody so much that we'll do a planning session with a plan in a forest, with a forest steward. So maybe it's going to be with you, but we can do first a walk. That's fine with me. But I'm always a bit too ambitious with these kind of things,
are.
I guess.
But I would be satisfied with a little more joy to see you in my forest.
Welcome. I mean, definitely.
Definitely.
No, but Elvira, that's exactly the right direction.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that's what all our experience of having these little talks is pointing to. Bringing it directly to the planning table.
Yeah.
And what we're bringing to the planning table is what we were just talking about, the right place. So what is the right place? And the right place, as Luigi said, is not arrived at by the mind. It's arrived back by something, an inner attitude that comes. And so we're coming to this thing to, maybe it's called, I don't know, psychic planning.
Yes. This is, I am completely melted. This is too much. Psychic planning is fantastic.
I want to add something because when I said maybe I'm too ambitious, I'm like, no, I'm not. You know, actually, that's what we need to do. It's where we need to go. I don't know if it means Lavinia coming to the forest or, but it's this planning it together, looking at both realities together, and then jumping. And it was in one of these 12 workshops where we explored the quality of courage. Yeah, and where Mother describes courage as not looking around you in what do others think about what I'm doing, or and then adjust what you're doing accordingly, but you know what you have to do and you do that. And that courage collectively.
Right.
Yeah. Beautiful. Because we are all very good in doing it individually, and then we run against each other because what's true for you and your courage clashes midway with the neighbor's courage, very and then cool. You're like, cool. So to courageously, collectively be courageous, to do the work together and the joy together, I think that's the leap. And yes, exactly. It's ambitious and it's crazy, but...
If you give the space
for your courage and my courage, each one's courage, then it is a joyful courage. There's no clash.
No, that's not ambition. I would call it a bit of aspiration, which we share.
So, and that's for all of us. But see, we don't want to also project on Lavinia, who are just people like us.
Yes. No, totally.
You see what I mean?
And, I don't know if they would agree with that.
No, I think so. I think so.
Sorry.
Yeah. We would, if all the Aurovillians, let's say, come to this kind of thing, then we can do the work
Absolutely.
Together. And we don't have to, it's not Lavinia who's going to, fix everything for Oroville. We're projecting the responsibility for the city onto some people sitting in an office.
Absolutely.
No, that's not correct either.
Absolutely.
We're the ones doing it. Rita's doing it. Luigi's doing it. We're all doing it.
So it's neither top down nor bottom up. Yeah. It's something else.
We're an egalitarian society in Oroville. It's a collective. Yeah. It's a collective. It's called the Residence Assembly.
The mother did speak about the hierarchy. So
that's the inner.
I'm so happy of this invitation because it expresses an attitude. Really, Rita, I'm very happy.
Thank you.
We came to this space, this field of energy, this what also Elvira brought. You brought the psychic planning, which is mind blowing.
Luigi needs another coffee. Now.
I need another coffee because look, my body expresses that I'm melted. So, what about Sunday morning? If it's convenient for you. 10:30, we go there.
Yeah, we can decide that after. We don't have to plan this.
Invite the listeners.
No, but it's a fact. We consolidate something. We don't let it lose.
No.
Let's plan this off the clock. I would like to wrap up.
Yeah.
And we can report on the next talk. Thanks, Rita. I think the combination of coffee and you made this really an extraordinary, joyful conversation.
Yeah.
Thank you, Luigi. And
thank you,
B, for the courage and the openness and the sharing the pain and the laughter. And we'll meet again. And thank you all out there for listening.
Yeah. See you next week.
Hear you next week.
Yeah.